This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending May 16th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 261.93, which was $3.83 higher, but had been over 264 on Thursday and lost quite a bit on Friday. There were 693 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 9% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at 258.87, which was $2.87 higher. There were good sales this week. We had 7,210 total loads sold, which was 824 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,676 loads, which was 322 loads higher than last week, and about 51% of the total loads sold. The Memorial Day holiday weekend has really helped both the prices and the volume out as retailers prepared for this big weekend. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, were at 981 loads, which was 395 loads higher. 188 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 793 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were at 1,473 loads, which was 620 loads higher than last week, and one of the biggest weeks we've seen in quite some time. And the retailers are preparing for that Father's Day features, so they're purchasing those outfront sales now. Once again, the biggest outfront sales this week were brisket with about 1.7 million pounds, and the average prices were $1 to $4 below the current spot prices. There was also 1.8 million pounds of round products that were priced $8 to $32 below the spot trade, and roughly about 1 million pounds of ribeyes, and their average prices were from $10 below to a couple dollars higher than the current spot or negotiated prices. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were steady to $2 higher, and those choice loins and ribs were both $7 higher, and they averaged the same price right around $3.81 per pound. The cow cutout and those 90% trimmings were both approaching $2 lower compared to the previous Friday. The latest report of imported meat pass for entry into the U.S. for May 9th showed that week we imported 25,301 metric tons of fresh beef, which was 2,600 metric tons lower than the previous week, and equates to over 55 million pounds imported fresh beef for that one week. Year-to-date for the first 19 weeks of this year, we are still running 37% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's big jump in imports. Australia was 71% higher, and New Zealand was up 30%. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were mostly steady on a light test, and the dress prices were mostly steady also at $255 to $257. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 5 pounds heavier at 1281, and that was 23 pounds higher than last year, which was 1258. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending May 2nd was 1 pound lower at 865, and that is 25 pounds above the previous year, which was 840 last year, and the 5-year average was only 826. We are close to the time of the year when carcass weights bottom out, and they should start to get heavier sometime soon. The choice select spread was at $10.83 on Friday, which would be about 50 cents less compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.